are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Now what's this? So the Nonimum, they're calling you now. We have Octomom, right? Nadia Sulman, who's filed for bankruptcy. Now we have Nonimum, who is supposed to be the mom pregnant in Mexico with 9 fetuses. Now doctors are saying she's not pregnant. She's psychotic. She's not pregnant because she had her fallopian tubes removed 4 years ago. One even claims he did her pelvic ultrasound and the uterus is empty. So they say Carla Vanessa Perez, because her fallopian tubes have been removed, it's impossible to be carrying non-uplets. Non-uplets. They say that the 32-year-old has been branded a liar for saying she'd given birth to triplets just a week before. What's the story here? They say she's not pregnant. She's obese. They say she does. She's obese. I mean, you'd have to be really obese to pretend you're carrying 9 fetuses. It just, I don't know what to believe anymore. She does have 3 children with her car mechanic husband, Juan Bernardo Garcia Morales, but they're 4, 12, and 15, not triplets. So I guess because she had the salpingectomy, which is the bilateral fallopian tube removal, basically kind of like a tube. Whether you get your tubes tied or removed, it's very difficult, obviously, to get pregnant. You can still get pregnant. You can. I've had women who had their tubes tied that still got pregnant, but not with non-uplets. They say the woman needs urgent psychiatric help because now the hoax has been discovered. She will not know how to confront it, how to solve the problem she created. I wonder if people send her money. They say she will become terribly depressed, which could lead her to hurting herself and could possibly try and commit suicide. While the I don't know if she had IVF. I was wondering. Yeah, they say she was supposed to give birth in 3 weeks. She's supposed to give birth in less than 3 weeks to 9 babies. Now, I mean, maybe they're still there. I don't know. She probably needs to have a little talk with Octomom. Maybe Octomom could help her through this. Not that. I know. You just wonder what people are thinking. Now, I tried to validate this and confirm this, but every other source is saying, oh, there's a pregnant woman in Mexico with 9 fetuses, feti. And I'm like, really? 9 feti? 9 feti. 9 feti. Sounds like a food. So I don't know. I know all of you are with bated breath waiting to see what happens. And so I guess I'll keep you posted. But if this woman is just faking it, man, you know, I'm a little chunky, in certain areas. Some areas are pretty tight. Pretty well defined and a little bit of tummy fat. A little bit. Why don't we, if that's how you make money, I could say, I'm pregnant. With my belly fat, I'd probably have to say 11 uplets. All right, what do we got today for the Dr. Dahlia Show? Okay, apparently a transgender woman, a man that transgenderized, was denied mammograms because he had grown breast tissue. His insurance company wouldn't let him get a mammogram because he's a man. And he does win health insurance coverage for that. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Facebook now will let you add organ donor to your member profile to help other people know that you are an organ donor, which is really nice. And finally, Facebook's doing something that doesn't drive us crazy. I guess many of us who cannot stand wearing high heels and just wearing any types of pumps or shoes, you can now have something called a lope job, I guess, where they can put Botox and filler into your feet, even numb your feet. So that may be pretty cool. We are also going to talk about how the sleep helps you fight obesity. which is good because I took a nap before the show, and I'm going to probably take another nap after the show. I like to sleep. Sometimes I even take a nap in the middle of my show. You know, I know you all don't listen all 3 hours. How do I know? I don't have to guess, right? So, you know, guess which segment I just kind of nod off and I go, I can't do it. I should do that. That'd be a great contest. Okay, that's how I could tell if you guys are listening. Which hour in which segment did Dr. Dahlia fall asleep during her own show? And that's how I know you guys are listening. Everybody pretends they listen to my show. I get all the time. People come into my office, drug reps, patients. Oh, yeah, I listen to your show. No, you don't. No, you don't, because then you'd remember that I fell asleep. All right, let me see. Dolphins also are getting bullied. We think one dolphin was bullied into getting stuck in the wetland. We'll talk about that. And I guess garlic fights food poisoning bacteria, which is very, very good because some of us get food poisoning and explosive diarrhea. So we got a lot to talk. We have a lot to talk about. I'm sorry. We got to do something with our sounds. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This looks really good. I'm just looking at everything I'm talking about. Man, I don't know if I have the energy to go through all this. I didn't really take that good a nap. 3 hours of this stuff. Whew. I don't know how y'all do it, but I know, I believe you. You listen to my show for 3 hours. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, DRDALIAH dot, or that's just my Twitter handle. Then you have, you know what? I can't stand that they call Twitter handles. A real handle is CB, your CB handle. Don't try to act like you're a trucker. Right? And you got a cool CB handle being on Twitter. All right. Now, yeah, some people do have some cool handles, but, you know, they try to say Twitter handle. No. Twitter, tweet, no. That's really not, you know, the burly, husky, trucker type terminology, okay? Don't try and call it a handle. A CB handle is a CB handle. All right. Okay, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.4620. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.8728, $8.4364 for a half ounce, or $4.2182 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.8728, $8.4364, and $4.2182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy.
Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was trying to find some cool, CB handles, all right, that we used to use. I don't remember what my father's was. I mean, I remember whatever it was really, really cool, right? I hear, though, some women will, I guess, I didn't realize how dirty the lingo can be. I didn't realize that. I'm looking here. One woman calls herself the bald eagle. Now, really? Really? Right? Okay, landing strip? No. Okay, I don't think they really get this whole CB handle thing. Okay, but then I'm looking at, okay, it starts not because of your handle. It's because of what I guess truckers and everybody use in terms of the road. Like, I didn't realize that. I was trying to look, like, let's say you have to say, I got to go to the bathroom. I can't find that. How do you say, I have to go to the bathroom in trucker lingo? So, whether we're live or not, I want you to call in. You can even leave a message on our answer line. Any of you truckers out there, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If I'm driving a truck and I have to, go to the bathroom. Okay. I mean, I can't say how usually you say it. How do you do that in trucker lingo? Now, it says here you guys call a rest area Pickle Park. Really? Pickle Park? And then let me see. This is interesting. This is interesting. You guys call a woman a beaver. Now, yeah, I got a beaver. What? Really, people? Really? You know, I didn't realize how risque this all is here, okay? Now, I guess backslide is return trip. Bears, police officer, city kitty, city police. I remember that. Bird dog, radar detector. That wasn't around when my dad was driving, and he would definitely have some issues. Not that he drove a truck. Just when he drove, he just thought he was a trucker. He just kind of, you know, like me, I like to pretend. Let me see what else you guys have. Sesame Street is CB Channel 19. What? Does that make any sense? Radio check that. I know. Double Nickel 55. You don't hear that anymore, Double Nickel, because most highways aren't 55 anymore. Huh. All right, interesting stuff. But really, keep it clean. Don't need to be calling female drivers there. Seat cover. Toilet seat cover. Seat cover. What's that supposed to mean, toilet seat cover? What? Is that a woman you dated that had gonorrhea or chlamydia? So you now use toilet seat cover? I don't get it. All right, well, I'm sure y'all will kind of fill me in on some of the best CB lingo and handles. Yeah, because I want to talk about that later this week. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I guess my handle would probably be Double D. A Double D or a Triple F. Okay. Here we go. Transgender woman's wins health insurance coverage for mammogram. Beth Scott, a New Jersey native, has reached a landslide settlement with Aetna and an apology. Apparently, she has battled, she has battled for 2 years with the insurance company, who will now reimburse her the cost of the mammogram. She's 44 years old. From what I understand, had to pay $385 out of pocket for a mammogram. I guess the Transgender Legal Defense and Education Club, Fund helped fight them. Let me see. I know she was born a man, developed breasts after receiving estrogen treatment, began the transformation in 2007, surgically reducing the size of her Adam's apple, then undergoing a hormone regimen. Okay, so apparently, from what I understand, Aetna or the health insurance said, well, no, we can't cover it because we don't cover anything that has to deal with sex or sexual characteristics from sex reassignment surgery. Now, here's the thing, and I know many people are like, wait, is this what healthcare is paid for? But keep in mind here, I order mammograms on men also. Okay, if you're going to cover a mammogram for a female, you're going to cover a mammogram for a male, then you might as well also cover it for transgender. You see what I mean? Men can get breast cancer. So if a and I know I always have to think this through when I say it. If a man wants to become a woman, gets transgender estrogen stimulatory injections, grows breast tissue, he could still get breast cancer. Even though it's now a she. You understand that? So, no, I don't think they can lactate. Now, I tried to find how many transgender cases have actually had breast cancer. From what I understand, the majority of transgender cases were women that turned male. But they still had breast tissue. For men turning female, I saw one source saying there were 4 cases. I can't find anything else, though, to verify that. So, basically, I guess, if we're going to summarize, anybody with breast or breast tissue, which can be man, woman, transgender, we probably have to have the ability to have a mammogram there, okay? I know everybody's like, what? What's going on? I don't get it. Huh? Yeah, you know, that's, you know. And you know, transgender sexual reassignment surgery, that's going to be the next big wave. You know, a lot of people that don't want to live in the body that they're living in are going to want to change it. Now, the big question is it going to be on the government's dime? Is it going to be yours or my dime? From what I understand, in this current administration, they are a little bit more lenient towards coverage of that. Again, I'm not sure where this is going to go because, like I've discussed, as much as I do understand the psychological implications of being in a body that you don't want to be, Lord knows I don't like the body I'm in. Okay, I mean, you know, if I could make some changes, I think I'd be more psychologically sound. But if we're talking about not covering blind children, not covering, Alzheimer's treatment, kidney transplants, etc., we're going to have to triage, we're going to have to ration. And as with the way the whole healthcare system is going, how I've been preparing all of us, where if we want something done, we're going to have to pay cash for it later. Same thing with our transgender population. I'm telling everybody, whether you're transgender or not, certain services that insurance used to provide that we're hoping will provide later, probably not. So start saving some cash. You know, this is not looking good. You know, we've already seen them try to maybe now reuse kidneys and reuse transplants, because if one doesn't work in somebody, rip it out as quickly as possible and try to use it in somebody else. You know, I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if we only have X amount of transplant organs, stem cell therapies, etc. You know, I don't know what our insurance is going to decide to pay for. You know, for example, we were talking about mammograms. Sign an insurance company, they have to cover a mammogram. They'll say, all right, you'll get the mammogram. I will cover that mammogram. But that's it. Okay, not the biopsy. Not the coning in views, not the magnification views, the spot compression. We got to be very careful where this is going. And so, like I said, many of you considering transgender surgery, don't be surprised if you're going to have to pay cash for it later, because it looks like most of our services are going to later have to be anything that we want over that skeleton, bare, basic plan that Washington is going to promise us that insurance companies are going to cover, boom, will be very limited. See, I got to make shorter sentences. I start a sentence, I go on, I throw a couple commas in there, and before I finish the end of the sentence, I forgot what my subject is. That's something I need to work on. That is. Now, I need to find the story. I guess they were talking about how when Obamacare was first passed a few years ago, President Obama said, you will not have to worry about losing your insurance. You don't have to worry about losing your insurance. You'll get to save your insurance. Now, I said, that's kind of ridiculous, because if you lose your job, you lose your insurance. If your employer loses money, he's going to switch your insurance, right, and find a cheaper plan. So to me, that never made any sense. If your insurance switches to a quote-unquote public option, which they were contemplating, and they decide not to go with the public option, your insurance is changing. So that never made sense. But I guess today in the news they were reporting that if you really look in the Obamacare law, they actually incentivize companies to change the insurance. Now, we knew this also, because remember they were talking about the Cadillac plans. And they said, if you have a Cadillac plan, if you offer a Cadillac plan, you're going to have to pay more. So that already made people say, oh, okay, well, then maybe we better get rid of the Cadillac plan so we don't have to pay more. So, you know, this is just one big cluster. And it doesn't make any sense that our healthcare system is still the mess that it's in, and nothing's been done. And whatever they tried to pass was a complete waste of time, and now we're sitting here in limbo. But one thing we're going to talk about when we return back from the break is, with transplants being so few and far between, organ donors being less and less available, Facebook is now trying to help with that and will make it easier for us to get our organ buddy. So don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you wrote in during commercial, I'm a commercial driver. My handle for my wife used to be Jelly Roll. Come on. Be nice. Be nice. That would be funny, though. That would be a fun segment. What do you call your wives or your mother-in-laws in CB lingo? That would be interesting. Okay. Yeah, come on, but be nice. I'm sorry. I love those kinds of jokes. I think it's funny. Even though I'm a wife, and even though my husband is probably using the same type of terms, I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, because I know he plays World of Warcraft. And I am sure he types, like, if I'm coming into a room, you know, I doubt he calls me Jelly Roll, maybe Toe Jam. I bet he says something like Toe Jam. I'm like, huh. You say Toe Jam is coming. Who's Toe Jam? Oh, nothing, my love. what do you call me on World of Warcraft? My love? Poloni. Well, what are you going to do? Okay, so Facebook has announced plans today to encourage its 161 million members, including Dr. Dahlia, to add their organ donor status to their timeline, as well as their birth dates and schools. The company hopes the move will encourage more people to register as donors. They say, apparently, organ donation experts say the plan has the potential to produce a quote-unquote profound effect and spur people to sign up at motor vehicle departments or online registry. I have to admit, it's very interesting how now you have to decide to be an organ donor. Usually, you know, you go to the DMV, you're in a rush, you wait hours, you finally get called, number 852. So you get up there, you finally, you know, you're like, oh man, it's about time, it's like 8 o'clock at night. You want to get home, they go, are you going to be an organ donor? And you go, say what? Are you an organ donor? Yes or no? And you're like, I didn't give it much thought. I sat in the waiting room for 8 hours. I didn't think, I don't know. Just put no for now. You see that? That's not the best way to register. You know, you got to think about it. Got to come up with a plan. Decide to do it. So Facebook. I mean, more people spend time on Facebook than they do at the DMV. Now, they probably at the DMV should put a sign, look, you're going to be here for 4 to 8 hours. If you're going to be at the DMV for 4 to 8 hours, these are things you should think of. Number one, if there's food in your teeth for your picture. Number two, if you need to pluck any whiskers from your chin, Lord knows I wish they would have given me that warning. Number three, are you considering organ donation? And then this way, when you do finally get up to the counter, I don't know how you who work, whoever out there works at the DMV does it, because you guys must, I doubt you ever get a smile. I mean, you probably get a smile from number one. You know, number one probably gives you a smile, but everybody else, like number two, probably waits a good hour. And then they come up to go, wait, it's like, number two. I was number two. How did I have to wait an hour being number two? Anyway, okay, according to the Times, a person declaring he or she would like to be an organ donor on Facebook could lead to more organ donations because it could indicate consent to family members who are deciding whether or not to donate a loved one's organs. Y'all can have my uterus. Let me just say that. All right. They say this is going to be a historic day in transplant. He said many of 7,000 people who die waiting for an organ do so because there are not enough donors. The math will radically change. I think so. Good for Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg, Chief Operating Officer. You know, good for them. I think that's nice. You let people know. But then on the flip side, do you want everybody, you know, trying to be your friend? You know, I mean, I have enough people trying to be Facebook friends, and I don't mind. I like Facebook friends. But are they trying to be my friend because they want my ovaries, or, you know, they want my kidneys? You know, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I love your show. You don't even listen to my show. And you'll donate me a kidney. No, I will not donate you a kidney. So, you know, you got to be careful, because some of your Facebook buddies may not be the authentic, sincere friends that, you know, you usually get when you put your name on Facebook and somebody asks to be your Facebook buddy. They may not be those real, sincere, lifelong, heartfelt friendships that you've been longing for now that you put your organ donation status. They may be a little bit superficial. I'm just preparing you all, okay? I know many of you have all these buddies. You invite them to your birthday parties, but still. Okay, now I guess doctors are having a big problem. I don't have a problem with this. Yeah, and I am a doctor. People are like, Dr. Dahlia, are you a real doctor? I mean, like a real one? Yeah, I have an MD. Yeah, but what does that mean? Yeah, I'm a real doctor. I'm a medical doctor. That's what an MD means. Okay? I'm also 36-22-34. Now, McDonald's is a sponsor for the London Olympics. And a British doctor's group says it's sending the wrong message in a country with blatant obesity. Now, Big Macs, fries, and milkshakes, they say, will be a part of McDonald's exclusively branded menu at the Olympics. Oh, that sounds yummy. And the fast food giant will soon be opening its largest franchise in the world, a two-story cathedral-like restaurant that seats 1,500 customers at London's Olympic Park. McDonald's will be the only restaurateur allowed to sell brand-name food at the Games, and there will also be a separate McDonald's within the Athletes' Village, in addition to three others in the Olympic Park. You think that's enough? Alongside McDonald's, Coca-Cola has the exclusive right to sell non-alcoholic drinks at Olympic venues. Well, what about a rum and Coke? I guess no rum and Cokes. Heineken has been named the game's official beer. All right, now you're looking at this, and you're like, okay, so what's the big deal? Well, apparently the doctors are saying, wait a second. All right, they say it's very sad that an event that celebrates the very best of athletic achievement should be sponsored by companies contributing to the obesity problem and unhealthy habits. So what are you saying? There won't be any sponsors? Like, you know, you want to have beer sponsors. You want to have fast food. I mean, let's say you have another hamburger joint, and that hamburger joint is called Hamburger Joint. Are you saying they are a safer choice? Are you saying they are a better choice? You know, people that are going to the Olympics, or let's say people that go to a Dodgers game, et cetera, right? They like to get a dog. Give them a hot dog. Or they want a burger. Or they want a jelly roll. Anyway, they want something. Okay? They're probably not going to ask for sprouts and rice cake and tofu. They're going to want to eat on the run, which means any business that puts, I guess, up a restaurant in this crappy recession that we're in is going to probably market food that most people are going to want. And most people, despite the obesity epidemic, want hamburger, fries, and a drink. All right, that's just what they've wanted. They've wanted that since hamburgers were discovered. I think the first hamburger was made, what, in the 20s? First cheeseburger was made, I believe, in the 20s to 30s. And then, of course, McDonald's comes out, I think, in the early 50s. I don't remember, but, you know, so, you know, here they are. They're blasting McDonald's for Olympic sponsorship. Any other company that sells food, I mean, are they also going to be criticized because they have a hamburger, because they have fries? You know, listen, a company has to also exist. If there was no demand, there'd be no supply. That's why we have supply and demand. You know, and the pendulum could swing. We could get everybody on tofu. We could get everybody on fish and vegetables. And I'm going to tell you, within 36 minutes, the pendulum is going to swing back and everybody's going to want their ho-hos, or they're going to want their chips. Okay? I mean, they'll feel like they had been starving for 36 minutes, which means if there's a demand, somebody's going to be there to supply. And I, as much as I have a problem with obesity, I have a problem with high fructose corn syrup and sodas, I have a problem with children eating fast food as meals, I still feel McDonald's has a right to open up their establishment and sell what they want to sell. If people don't want their fattening food, then they don't go in there. Okay, parents need to control what the kids eat, not the stores. Now, yes, it would be nice to use healthier ingredients. It would be nice to have less saturated fats. Absolutely. I agree with that. But everybody, it's McDonald's bashing for the last 3 years. And I got to tell you, McDonald's isn't the only place going to any restaurant. They have fatty food, especially burgers. Don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.BrightsideBen.com.
You all look funny when you dance. Yeah, it's hard to dance in a car. I tried doing that. There was a Prince song that came on. I start trying to groove to it. You know, somebody looks at me. I'm like, look, that's the best I could do while sitting and seatbelted, okay? It's the best I can. I mean, maybe I could roll the seat back a little bit. I hate doing that when you're driving. I don't have one of the fancy cars where you have the button that can make you slide back and forth. You know, you got to reach down between your legs underneath the seat, and there's some bar there. You have to pull up on the bar, and then of course you go back too far, and then, you know, and trying to do that while you drive is ridiculous, because, you know, your foot then slams on the brake as you're, you know, going back and forth in your seat. I got to get a new bar. I want something nice and smooth. Maybe when we get out of this recession, I'll be able to have a car that has one of those real nice buttons that make it just go back and forth. All you have to do is push a button. That'd be nice. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to give a shout out to Gaylord, Michigan, and Transverse City, Michigan. They listen to my show. They don't get the show live. I think they catch the show after I'm live, so I get many of your questions, and I'm sorry if I can't talk to you live, but you have great questions. I'll try to get to them as I can, and I really appreciate you guys listening. You guys have been listening, I think, for about a year, year and a half now, and you guys are great, faithful listeners, so thank you guys out there. Now, I'm not forgetting about people in Pahrump, Nevada. I love all you guys, but I just have to shout out to my, I think it's my WSRT affiliates. Okay, now, garlic fights food poisoning bacteria. They say scientists have found a compound in garlic that is 100 times more effective at fighting the common type of bacteria that causes food poisoning called Campylobacter. It apparently, garlic does better, 100 times better than two types of antibiotics. Now, Campylobacter, it looks like camp and then E-Y-lobacter, commonly found in poultry, kind of inside the fishy part of poultry. So people think they have salmonella poisoning when it's actually Campylobacter. And the food poisoning, again, of course, you know, fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, etc. You don't feel too good. Now, they say cases of food poisoning have been rising in recent years due partly to an increasing fondness of serving pink chicken liver pate. Really? Pate? I don't like pate. Is pate like chicken liver? I remember when I was younger, my grandmother always made us eat chicken liver. It was disgusting. First, it's brown, so it looks like poop. Second, it's liver. Then she's like, no, but it's not liver, it's chicken liver. Like, I don't want to eat chicken liver. It looks disgusting. We don't have any other food in the Depression. This is what we have to eat. All right, finally, the chicken liver. Oh, I hate it. Researchers at Washington State University in the U.S. have found that a compound derived from garlic called dialyl sulfide is particularly effective at penetrating the slimy film that protects colonies of Campylobacter. That's why we call them Campylobacter, because they kind of have a little camp around them. And, you know, when you camp out, you get kind of slimy from, yeah. My microbiology teacher would be really upset with me now. All right, so they said erythromycin and ciprofloxacin, Cipro, that we use in the lab to, or we use as antibiotics to kill the Campylobacter infection, they said garlic is 100 times more. Or the dialyl sulfide. They say dialyl sulfide can make many foods safer to eat, which means we could all eat our chicken pate. They say it could be used to clean food preparation surfaces and as a preservative in packaged foods like potato and pasta salads, kosa, and deli meats. The study is published. Okay, you guys all want the journal because then you're going to go run and get it. The Journal of Antimicrobial Chemotherapy. However, the authors say, please don't buy the journal all at once. Walk to the store. I'm sorry. I tell you. I know I should be helping these people out and buying these journals. I get advertisements for these journals, journals of herpetic lesion, journal of vesicular rashes, and I gotta tell you, I don't want to spend the money. I don't want a journal on the back of my toilet seat that has vesicular rashes. I got journals with Lindsay Lohan. And you know what, by the way, what's her name? Jessica Simpson had a baby. She had a baby girl, Maxwell Drew, 9 pounds, 13 ounces, big baby. I wonder if Jessica Simpson had gestational diabetes. And when you start to make babies that big, over 8 pounds, kind of wonder. Maybe she had gestational diabetes. She got big with a pregnancy. Anyway, she gave birth to Maxwell Drew. They're going to call the kid Maxie. MaxiPad. Okay, so anyway, the authors say eating white or while eating garlic. Now, see, there's a typo. The authors said that white eating garlic was generally a healthy thing to do. I think they misspelled it. Oh, this must have come from Britain. Yeah, Britain. You know, it's interesting. In one of the articles talking about this garlic, they say garlic helps fight dicky tummy. What is dicky tummy in English? See, I thought we have the same language as Great Britain. But they use completely, like fight is row. They go, there was a row on May Day, I guess in Seattle or Portland. I don't know. There were people fighting on May Day, but they said it wasn't a fight. It was a row. I'm like, what's a boat doing in the middle of the street? So I got to learn the British language. Okay, so anyway, garlic helps fight dicky tummy, whatever the heck that is. All right. Okay, Campbell, that's good. That was a very interesting segment. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, what are we going to tell here? Women are getting plastic surgery in their feet so they could wear shoes. I guess the operation called Loeb Job after shoe designer Christian Louboutin. Am I pronouncing that right? My shoes are Target shoes, so I don't know these Louboutin shoes. But anyway, Louboutin. Is that how you pronounce these fancy shoes? I know women have, you know, they like to shop the fancy stuff. I just can't pronounce them because I usually don't get, you know. But anyway, it's called Loeb Job. Involves injecting a dermal filler into the toes, heels, and balls of the feet in order to cushion the feet from the agony of clopping around in high heels. It's true. I had to wear high heels for the Fast Gala we put on them. We had another fundraising gala the next day. And, I mean, I could not wear my shoes. I always have to take off my shoes, and they look good. And you walk around barefoot. But anyway, apparently people even Botox. Some women have Botox in their feet to numb their nerves from the pain of wearing high heels. I would not do that. Or to deaden the sweat gland so they don't stink. Now, we've talked about that, using Botox for hyperhidrosis. Botox would temporarily stop your sweat glands. Again, I don't know if I would. I mean, here's my thing. I am going to probably any month now need to start Botoxing, because I know many of you look at the radio and you don't look like the way I look. So I'm going to have to eventually start Botoxing. So as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to waste my Botox. I mean, if there's only X amount, you know, your lifetime maximum of Botox you're allowed to receive, I'm not going to waste it on my feet. I'll just walk around barefoot if I have to, because Lord knows I'm going to need plenty of it in my face. But I didn't realize that. So women are, you know, Botoxing, derm filler, another thing I'm going to need big time. And there was something else, Botox, derm filler, collagen. So I guess if it helps, I mean, it's very difficult to look like a lady these days. I don't know why we do it. I mean, I know I've been married, what, almost 16 years? This will be my 16th year. I mean, I don't want to embarrass my husband, but I got to tell you, I can't wear the shoes. I can't wear the mini skirts I used to. I can't even wear the control tops. They hurt. I can't wear the girdles. I'm just, you know, honestly, I could really don a muumuu. And I am hoping that fashion changes to the point where muumuus are in. I mean, imagine, you could really do a lot with a muumuu, and then you could wear flip-flops. Oh, my poor husband. All right, we got more to talk about. Tasers. You get tased, you could have a heart attack. Well, we all knew that, but we got more coming up on the Dr. Dolly Show. If not, you have a great rest of the day. God bless our troops. God bless America, and God bless you all. Thank you for listening. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What's new?
I'll tell you what's new, but you've got to promise to keep it a secret. I don't want this to get back to my customers at the spa.
Now I've got to know. Come on, tell me.
I found this skin cream called Esotique that's simply amazing for my dark circles, brown spots, and wrinkles. All my customers are asking me what I'm doing for my skin, so I just tell them I had plastic surgery. If they find out about Esotique, they're going to stop coming to my spa.
Esotique will tackle your dark circles, wrinkles, and age spots, leaving you with young and radiant skin. The results will astonish you. Call now for your risk-free supply of Esotique. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351. Say goodbye to dark circles, age spots, and wrinkles. Supplies of Esotique are limited, so call now. 800-441-5351. That's 800-441-5351.